Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Messi. How's it going, Messi?
It is going quite good. How about yourself?
It's going well. It is you and I today. I think first off, I'd like to say I was talking, like Prof sent me a message the other day. We were talking about the episode last week. There's some weird syncing errors with the audio. So it was like, it was even weirder because like it felt like when I was listening through the first half, the audio lined up well. And then the second half, it started like sometimes certain people's autos were faster and slower. So what I have done, or I'm going to do, I guess, by the time this episode releases, is re-upload using our backup recording, just because the syncing was all out of whack. So, but yeah, hopefully that will make it slightly worse audio quality, but at least it'll be in line with each other. And so I'm just throwing that up at the top of the show, kind of getting the administration out of the way, just so everyone knows. So if you had trouble, if it felt out of sync to you last week, well, this hopefully by the time you listen to this, the new recording will be up. I'll also say right off the bat, since we are here, since I am doing the administrative stuff, Messi, I think you know what time it is. Do you know what time it is, Messi?
What time is it?
It's time to thank our patrons. So if you want to join, it's on patreon.com/ASAPweekly. I'd like to thank Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, Young Slug, and PK. Thank you so much for your continued support. I'd also like to say, kind of on the while we're here at the Patreon front, there will be one episode throughout July that just because I will be away visiting my family. There'll be one episode in July that will be probably an RNK special. We'll just release one of the RNK shows on our main feed. So that would be pretty cool if you've never listened to the RNK episode. Maybe we'll throw in the anime one. I think that might be a good one, Messi. Our top anime picks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you listened to that one, Messi, or no?
No.
Oh, you know what? Just for you, I might put that one up. You know, that'd be good.
Okay.
Otherwise, Messi, you told us in the pre-show, big news when it comes to the upcoming major. I heard not only just some of our listeners, but yourself and Cursor. Is it you guys are going to the major?
And one of our Patreons, Paint, joining us as well.
I'm sure there'll be more of the patrons there too. Yeah, yeah. Paint's always, well, I confuse Paint with Pawn from time to time. I just remember that with the tournaments. So I'd like to apologize once again, Paint. Paint, who's support us forever, literally. So, like, he's been a patron forever, and man, just I thought he was the complainer, but he's not. You know, he's actually. Oh, I like Pawn too. I shouldn't throw too much shade. I already threw enough shade last week. I need to stop the shade throwing. Speaking of shade throwing, Messi, let's talk a little bit. Oh, I like that voice crack. Let's talk a little bit about the North American. what's the official title here? Was it the
North American Spring Invitational?
Invitational, okay, yes. So instead of 1, 2, 3, we just have buzzwords. Cup, Open, Invitational, which happened
this past weekend.
So, what happened here, Messi? What? Before we go into any specifics, what happened here, Messi?
You know what happened? Greatness happened. It was a great weekend of Rocket League, and I think y'all know that I wasn't too happy about certain results, but so great.
Oh,
so,
message. Okay, did you listen to Prof Trash Talk NRG last week, or did you listen to the slander?
Hey man, I'm used to it now. It's fine. It's accepted now.
No, it's good. Yeah, let's start with NRG then, since we're a biased show and we go with what our hosts are most interested in. What happened, Messi?
Collapse. Just collapse.
I mean, they barely made it past G League, so like I don't know.
Yeah.
Losing Fury, not bad this particular event, but yeah, no. NRG not doing too high, losing Gen G. I
think NRG just needs change, any yeah, type of change.
Time. Are we back to like a top 10 though in NA? Like are we back to actually like parity? I guess because it feels like we actually have all these top teams, incredible close matches all throughout this weekend. Like this feels like a drastically different result, you know.
This is just where this split is basically the teams that needed to put up results are putting up the results they need.
Oh, to make it to the major. Yeah, we'll talk about the major later this episode. But yeah, Furia blazing by everybody. Well, blazing. They had a lot of... Actually, because they were upper bracket, I'm just like looking at this. Their actual results don't feel like so crazy. I don't know if that makes sense. Right, like some of these lower bracket like standoffs and battles feel ridiculous, right? Like Optic and FaZe Clan going 7 games, Gen G G2, G2 Optic, Space Station Optic, like it feels like the war was happening in the lower bracket this weekend, and then Furia was just the champions undefeated, just kind of winning their 5 matches.
Man, so. After day one, which consists of upper bracket round one, upper bracket quarters, and lower bracket round two, the only team that had clinched at that point, I think, was Space Station. They were the only team clinched at that point. And the magical number for this weekend was 40. With 40 points, you were able to clinch immediately. So, but man, day one was ridiculous. Koi upsetting version one, upper bracket round one.
What, the rest of it was what happened there?
Expected. Man.
Sorry, I said it. I don't know if you have an accurate result, like reason why. But
no, I do. It was just...
What was the reason?
Koi just played good. They just did.
Gotcha.
They played their match. Koi are a team with very high, like with a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
But they just... They'll perform in tournaments that aren't RLCS.
Interesting. So they're just not they don't show up on the big tournaments, unfortunately, is what you're telling me here.
Nah. Yeah. Then upper bracket quarters, Furia beating FaZe was honestly, after seeing how FaZe played against G League, that was expected. I expected.
Really? Okay, because I think I watched the full, I think I ended up watching the FaZe Clan Shopify series. I think that's where I jumped in. And I was watching FaZe play. I'm like, yo, I absolutely love this team. Like these three players together.
Mm-hmm.
But to be fair, maybe that's what it is right now. It's like, there's certain teams that FaZe Clan will just never lose to. And like that's probably their biggest strength is they're consistent against teams that mm-hmm. are worse than them. Right. And then when they have the teams that are like peak of their powers, that's when they struggle more. Although to be fair, if they had beaten Optic Gaming in that best of 7, like, you know, I could be having a completely different discussion. Like getting reverse swept after is a lot, you know, like there's another world where FaZe Clan beats Optic, beats G2, and then at least makes it semis again. And then it keeps their title as the top 4, the always top 4, FaZe 4.
Fourth clan.
Yeah. But no, I watched them play, and I love watching them play. So what happened differently in Furia was, because it seems like Furia was just on the ball this time around.
Furia just clicked.
Yeah,
they figured out. Do you think
this is something they can do consistently, or is this just like a one weekend thing? What do you feel?
The major is going to decide everything. Honestly, I feel like if they make at least top four at the major, then we can be safe. It's safe to say that they're here. But yeah, the major is just going to be very, very competitive. So we'll have to wait until then to see whether or not they can perform, which I hope they do, honestly, because they've been working hard. They dropped their coach and they added a new player to their team. So to see those changes finally like bear fruit is a sight to behold.
That's always a thing, right? It takes a while for some of these. Is there, okay, so I mean, this is definitely a side topic, but is there ever like a really bad trade in Rocket League?
Yes.
So
100%.
Okay, because like in most cases, like I'm not saying all cases, but in enough cases for me, like when a new player joins a team, after like they figure it out, they're a better team than they were before. You know what I mean? Like the month or two after, they tend to be a better team. I don't know if you have examples of where it like just completely like fell apart.
The most notable worst trade was Dries and Atomic between G2 and Envy.
Dries and
that's
Atomic.
The worst trade to. That's the worst trade to ever happen ever.
So,
G2 won the lottery with that one.
Yes, but it's interesting, right? Because if you look at the time when that happened, I don't think people rated Atomic as highly as they do now. So, but you're right. Yeah. Retroactively, like you're right. It was a trade that definitely benefited one party a lot more than the other. And Dries was the fill-in G2 player, right?
Yeah, the one that replaced Rizzo.
Yeah. But yeah, there you go. We'll say matches from this particular weekend, like you like to go over. Space Station played quite well. How do you feel about them?
Space Station, most consistent team across the split, very deserved first. They ended up getting the number one seed overall going into the major, so props to them. Sad Jr. and Hoxer have been absolutely wonderful addition to the team. It just makes it more cohesive. And you just talk about something real quick.
Talk about it.
Daniel. This is where the trash talk happens. So Daniel, you leave, right? And you win a regional. And you become the first ever team to win a regional to not make a major. What's that about? What's all that about? But anyway, yeah, just these teams are stepping up, man. Yeah,
dude, I've never felt like NA's been this good. Or no, maybe not. Well, I don't know, good, because you know, just for saying that, you people will get on my case. But we'll say this interesting, right? Like, I don't think we've had this many teams that feel like they can compete for these spots.
Yeah, because going into this regional, 10 teams were able to qualify for the major. 10. And all 10 of them were able to get up to first seed, depending on the results. And the 5 we sent were certainly the 5 people who were thinking we probably weren't going to send. Well, in terms of like, you know, like other teams we thought could have made it. Like version 1, you won a regional. You're expected to make it. You don't make it. You just. It's like, I think one of the casts explained it perfectly. They made a sandwich with no buns. First and third regional, they did nothing, so they don't have any buns, but they had the meat. What are we going to do with just meat? Right? That's no burger, right? But yeah,
and I like this V1 team a lot, but yeah, that's the case. How about Optic? Optic showed up this particular tournament as well.
Optic showed up, yeah. Optic.
But that feels like... You see all those names, and it's a little bit... Well, I want to say blast from the past at this point, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny to say that, right? But it feels like these players, they were in that uncertain period of, I'm not sure if... Because you always... I don't know about you. There's always certain players that are like, are they still in it? You know what I mean? Or are they going to start being on their way out? That is a feeling I get from time to time. With some of the stuff, and I feel like Optic has a couple players where you're like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if they're still in that phase, but very much so in this particular Yeah, okay. Team, it's working.
So if we go get that lower bracket. So going into day two, Genji and FaZe were tied for fifth place on the exact same amount of points.
Wow.
And G2 was the only team that could have overtaken them. But FaZe and Genji both lost in lower bracket. Genji lost to G2, and okay, we gotta talk. We gotta dive more into the Optic FaZe series. We used to
do it.
So, before the series started, Optic had lost 16 games in a row to FaZe.
My goodness,
16.
That is ridiculous.
And then they lost three more in a row to go down 3-0. And then I haven't watched the video in its entirety, but Rettles pulled out one of the most iconic quotes of all time in Rocket League, which goes like this. You ready?
I am ready.
There's someone, the quote states like this. There's someone out there having triplets right now, but I want FK to be the most uncomfortable person in the world. That was the quote. And man, if that doesn't show Rettles leadership, I don't know what does. I don't know what does.
That's so funny.
Just feels, yeah.
That's
just
perfect.
Rettles' leadership is so huge for that team. He keeps them locked in, keeps them motivated.
Well, I mean, Rettles.
It showed.
I remember Rettles. We had, how long ago was the controversy where Rettles, you know, got kicked off his team?
Got kicked. It was Worlds.
Last year, yeah. Worlds. So it's, that's been a year. That's wild. What? Anyway, I feel like it was literally yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Let me just process time moving quickly, or not quickly, yeah. Or whatever it is. No, that's so great. I mean, it's great that Rettles is still up to, we'll say, his old tricks here. Yep.
And following that, so. So with FaZe and Genji out in lower bracket quarterfinals, yeah, it's just the only way that either of those teams can make it is if G2 don't make the grand final.
Wow.
And yeah, and also with that Optic win over FaZe in the lower bracket quarters, they secure their spot at the major, and they secure Furious spot at the major.
Look at that.
So. Look at that, Furia. They're
back. Let's talk about the team. So we have Space Station, Furia, Optic, Complexity, and Genji going from North America here. Yeah, Complexity. I don't know about you. It feels like Complexity, like kind of quietly a little bit, kind of got in here. I don't know if you feel that way, but
yeah, they won a regional too. So
they did.
Bit more than Version 1. By winning that series over Version 1, they secured their spot at the major. So,
it's awesome that this particular tournament had so many of those, eh? Like, so many of those, like... The game in lower bracket, like, round 3 was more important than... You know what I mean? Like, became the super important game that normally it would just be like, oh, it's another regional, right? Yeah. So that's nice.
And then, honestly, one of my favorite matches, just because of like some funny stats, is the upper bracket final between Furia and Space Station.
Okay, Furia.
So, Furia, there is one player that in every match. So there's only one player out there that has beaten Furia in every single match he has faced them in. That's Hoxer. Hoxer is undefeated against Furia before that series, on any team, including Ghost. But they finally broke the curse and they beat Hoxer. They broke the Hoxer curse.
That's hilarious.
Man. And they did it in style. Well, not in style, but, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. 4-3. And Furia, even with that result, they still didn't have the number one seed locked in. They did not.
Is that going to play a role, you think? The number one seed here?
Yeah, it plays a role because Furia... With them getting the second seed for NA, they're going to be facing Moist in round number 1 of the major. So then, fun matchup. If I remember Worlds last year, that's a great matchup. But yeah,
no, that's awesome.
And then Optic making quick work of G2, which ensures that after the regional was over, we'd have a tiebreaker match between FaZe and Genji to decide the fifth team. And That was a good match, but we're gonna get to that in a little bit. And SSG and Optic. Yeah, SSG. They have consistency, man. They feel like the SSG of old. Top three, top fours, but you can't win. Like,
yeah. Which, yeah, is a good problem to have, I guess. You know,
it's a good problem to have, because as soon as you find that one missing piece, you're there. You are.
Did you feel like G2 should have qualified here? Like it was in their hands.
It was in their hands, but they just didn't have the cards.
I meant more like on a whole, right? Like their performance over the last three regionals. Do you feel like they played to a level enough that they should be part of this? Like if we take these five teams,
I
right?
I don't think so.
If we take Furia, Optic, Complexity, Gen G, and Space Station, right? Do you feel, we'll say here, let me give a couple, like G2, FaZe, maybe I'll throw in a V1 there. Do you feel some of these teams got the short end of the stick or like underperformed where you'd expect them, I guess, is what I'm asking about here.
It's like all those teams, they have it in them to perform better, but they just didn't have it when it came time to. Just didn't. And if you're not winning the matches you need to win, then you don't deserve to be at the major. And that's how I see it.
Fair enough.
You need to win those matches, the ones that matter. And FaZe were one game away. One game away, but...
It feels wild to be the FaZe isn't in the major. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And so Optic make quick work of G2. They lose to SSG. And in the final, Furia continue their momentum and take out Hoxer in six. Not SSG, Hoxer. Just Hoxer.
There's only one person on that team.
Honestly. Yeah, Hoxer is the only person on that team. LJ and Arsenal, they're the water boys. You know? They're there. They're the water boys. The ball boys.
The ball boys. oh boy. That's no, funny.
Just going off on a side tangent, it just reminds me of, you've seen that video of Joe Hart, right? Kicking the sign and asking for the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just reminds me of that. But anyway, yeah, Fury with a very well deserved win, honestly. They worked so hard for it. And Jorby was casting the final, right? They had to win.
Is that how that works? is that how that works?
The Furia bias.
That's funny.
It was implanted.
Yeah. So out of these five, who do you think is going to be the strongest NA champion here? Who do you think is going to be the best team that performs at the major?
Furia.
So Furia is the team to beat from NA. How about EU then? Since we're kind of already talking about the major. Actually, before any final thoughts on this regional, or are we good to start talking about the major here?
The tiebreaker. Come on. Gen G face tiebreaker.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that?
So, tiebreaker. Gen G just a better team. They just played better. FaZe don't have the ice. They don't. No. Yeah. Roll this, man. You said Vatira was invisible, but I don't see you at the major, so it must be you. Right? You must be the invisible one this time around. Yeah. Gen G, just better. Not much else to say.
I feel like Gen G is a team that I would also argue if they weren't in this, right? Like they very much have showed up in the last, we'll say, half year. Is that about right? 4 months? It feels like a team that's on the up, you know? So it'd be disappointing if they weren't there.
And also, that tiebreaker was very important because whoever won that tiebreaker would secure the number one seed for North America at Worlds. So Gen G will be the number one seed representing North America at the World Championship, no matter what happens at the major.
Look at that! That's actually really big. That's huge. Okay, well, let's get into it now. So the NA, you're saying Furia is the team to beat
at this major.
We're talking specifically this major. because I'm going to get your thoughts all over this, because I don't think you'll be on until after the major, right? You're going to the major, and then you'll be doing the show after. But I don't think you'll actually get a chance to talk about who you think are the teams, kind of strong teams going in. How about EU? So we have Team Vitality, Team BDS, Carbon Core, Team Liquid, and Moist. Which of these teams are the teams to beat in EU?
All of them except Moist.
Is there some pettiness? Sorry, I was gonna say, is there some pettiness about NRG here?
No.
About the words said about NRG? Is that what's coming through here?
No, like the thing is, the top four from EU, all those teams can win this major. Realistically.
Has EU ever been this like feel like, and not even like been, but like it feels like EU feels like the most dominant region? Like, has it ever felt like this before? Or no?
I feel like it stems like all the way back to like the early seasons. They just won worlds after worlds after worlds.
Oh, that's true too, yeah.
It's just, yeah. There's always been like EU just performs better, but this top five is scary. This top five is...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's illegal to have a top five this year.
It's illegal? Well, I just,
yeah,
like it for so long, like we had full years where it just felt like there was only one team in both regions, right? There was only one team to beat in both regions. And then it's just kind of nice that we have this ability to be like, oh no, like both regions have a ridiculous amount of players that feel overpowered, you know, and like this time around EU especially, right, has so many of those players.
Oh yeah,
I just think it's great. I think it's great for the major, right? The ability, yeah. like
how raise the overall level of the competition.
Oh yeah, yeah. EUNA debate continues, you know, all that stuff.
Honestly, as a person from NA, EU better
this time around.
I have to set it down.
I don't think a lot of people would disagree with you this time around. I'm gonna be honest.
No. EU is just they're good, man. They're good. Not to mention the polar opposites of the first seeds from each region. You have Vitality literally winning every single regional. And you have Space Station as the first seed, not winning a single regional.
Oh, boy.
So, and North America has a team that won a regional that didn't make a major. Like, you made history in the wrong way.
Like, that's how they want to be remembered. We're the team that should have been there. All right.
But they're not. They are not.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some of these other regions then. So we have coming on in all the way from OCE, we have Ground Zero Gaming and Power. Which of these two teams might make a dent, and how do you expect them, the region to do as a whole?
So... I've already made my predictions, my prediction bracket for this major. So I'll leak it just a little bit, right? I have Power and Ground Zero losing their upper bracket round one respective matches to SSG and Carmen Corp.
Okay.
And having to face one another in the lower bracket round one. And here's why this is interesting. Ground Zero and Power are tied in season points. Exactly.
Ooh.
As the second seeds. So whoever would win that matchup in lower bracket round one would make worlds over the other.
Oh, here we go, baby. That's awesome.
And I have Power. I have Power doing better. I do. I have Power making top eight at the major. I have faith in them. I have belief. Because I just want to see Taurus at worlds. After not seeing Garrett G at this worlds, I need someone who's at that level of consistency at the world stage. And Taurus is the perfect fit in my eyes.
Okay.
What do you think?
No, I think that sets it up so nicely, eh? That sets up so nicely for this to be such a big one. Mm-hmm. And then past that match against each other, like, do you think they can beat these other regions, or do you feel like this is going to be a tough one for OC?
In my bracket that I made, I have Power facing Rule 1 in lower bracket round 2.
Okay.
And I feel like Power has what it takes to beat a team like Rule 1. But it's the thing where we don't know until we see.
Yeah, Mina's this wild card that has appeared every single time, it feels now. It's just...
Yeah, you don't know if they're going to perform or they're going to flop.
Like, there's no if you had Team Falcons, right? Like, that's a name I'm now familiar with, so I have a lot of confidence, right? But they didn't do well this time around, right?
So, you know what's hilarious, yeah, right? So, yeah. An off-season tournament just happened in Mina.
Okay.
Where Falcons perfect swept Rule 1 4-0. So I don't know how to feel anymore, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know
how
to feel.
Anyway, I shouldn't. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, but yeah, Power. I have faith in them that they can beat other of like the more smaller regions, but not necessarily the big dogs from the upper regions. So top 8 is where I can't say confidently because they're probably not. But I want them to make top 8. I really do. That is my belief, that they can make top 8.
Okay, there you go. All right, Crew, Ninjas, Pajamas, Sam. How are you feeling Sam's looking going into this tournament?
Sam, NIP. Sorry, y'all. Y'all are getting dead last. I don't have much faith in y'all. I know y'all are the number one seed right now in Sam, and y'all are doing amazing, but the corner of your bracket... Those are teams you just might lose against. Like Optic, Moist, and Furia. Like, no. I can't say I sense any faith in them in those matchups. And Crew, honestly, I have faith in Crew. I really do. I have Crew, like, jumping into, like, the top 6. Maybe even top 4 if they get hot enough. Because Crew have shown potential at LAN. They have made top 8s. So...
There you go.
Yeah, I have Crew beating Rule 1.
Wow.
I have them losing to the winner of BDS Gen G and dropping the lowers and winning that one.
So is it NAEU? Like, are you predicting NAEU all over the semifinals and maybe even quarters here?
So...
Except for the one you just mentioned, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I... If we're talking, like, my top 4, let me just... I might just have to go take a look.
Just go. I mean, this is kind of your time to make these predictions because yeah, you won't have a chance after this. You might as well.
There we go. But yeah, this major is going to be very important for a lot of teams, and a lot of teams are going to show up. I also sense that a lot of teams are just going to flop shit on their face.
Mm.
And let me take a look. There we go. So in my top 8, I have all 5 European teams in the top 8. Actually, no, I don't. Never mind. I have 4, which is every team except Moist in my top 8. and then I have 3 NA and 1 OCE. And then we go to my top 4. I have 3 NA. I know, 3 EU, sorry. What am I saying? The top 4 is 3 EU and then 1 quote-unquote NA, which is Fury.
Look at that. So you're... Wow. Okay. So yeah. it's EU's major here, it kind of feels like. Or at least what...
It's EU's major to lose.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. Yeah. No, yeah. That's fair. We're not having, you know, Elevate just taking the whole thing. We're not saying that.
Yeah, have Elevate... Honestly, I have Elevate getting double perfect swept in my eyes.
It's so fun that Elevate, though, keeps coming to these majors. I just love it.
Because they're facing Vitality in round 1. Like, no. You might not even get a goal. You just might not.
Oh, they'll get a goal. Please, come on. Not one goal?
Maybe one.
I mean, you're saying not them not getting a goal. You're not talking about levels. You're talking about like different leagues, you know? Like you're saying they're leagues above
them.
They'll
get one goal in game 2.
Yeah,
in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Early prediction. Quote me on it. Yeah. My bracket, I like how my bracket's shaping up. I have Vitality dropping really early to lower it to the lowers, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been losing to Liquid and Upper Quarters.
Look at that.
I feel like Liquid is the only other team besides Karmine Corps that has a shot at taking a series from them. Because they've been really close before, but yeah, we'll just have to see. And I have Liquid winning the whole thing, by the way.
I was going to say, that was my next question. Team Liquid winning the whole thing? That's what we're going with?
Team Liquid winning the
Look
whole thing.
Look at that. Yeah. I will complain.
Vitality get third. BDS get fourth. Furia gets second. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's all the knowledge you need, you know, for this upcoming tournament here.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of faith in Furia. I feel like they can make a really, really deep run. Because their raw talent is like, I'd say top three in the world. Their raw talent is top three in the world.
What team do you think has the best raw talent? Like their upper level is above every other team.
The team with the best raw talent is BDS.
And so you just think they're not like it just hasn't meshed well, or they just are too inconsistent?
Yeah. I feel like BDS has always been the best team with the most, like, the raw, yeah. Their raw talent has always been the highest.
Okay.
Because Seiko and Monkey Mid alone, like, if those two are going, good luck. Not to mention they have a pillar like Ryze on the team now.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like their rotations are more fluid, their attacks are sharper. Like, they're a scary, scary team.
Are you predicting another out of nowhere BDS wins the Worlds? Is that what you're telling me? It's two years now. It's becoming a thing. You know what I mean? It was quite well shocking. It shouldn't be too shocking, right? But yeah, it was
last time around. BDS got knocked out dead last at the major, in the spring major. Then they won Worlds. But this time around, I've been making it a little deeper. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. In all honesty, the team. I think this will be good for Vitality though. With my bracket, if they go out this early, because it'll humble them.
That's what Vitality needs to be humbled. Yeah.
I feel like Vitality need to lose. Because I feel like if they lose, they're just gonna reach a new level at Worlds.
Worlds is a Swiss system too. You also have to remember that. So that's going to play into everything, right? That's going to make it a mess.
Yeah, with the Worlds format. Honestly, a lot of people had mixed opinions about it, but I love this Worlds format. You have the wild card, best of seven Swiss. So every single round is a best of seven. Every single one.
Like, I love it from a watching standpoint. I'm sure the players hate it, though.
And then, let's keep in mind for the wild card, something people have to remember. So the 9 through 16 get to choose who they face out of the 17 through 24 in order of like top to bottom.
Wait, so 9 to 16 choose. Okay, we can get into this now. We can start talking about the Worlds a little bit.
Yeah, 1 through 8 go straight to the main event, mm-hmm. right? But 9 through 16, in order from 9 to 16, they get to choose who they face. So. And that is all dependent on the world region spots. So if you look at world region spots, those top eight, they make a main event. But those 9 to 16, whichever order that is in, those teams from those regions will get to pick their matchup.
So the
9th
place team gets to choose first out of the 16? Or the 16th place team? Okay.
The 9.
Okay, fair.
So as of right now, it would be EU number 4.
That kind of makes sense. So it's rewarding the better players from their... From the lower seeds. Okay. And then you might be 9th place, yeah. And be like, oh no, we think team number 5 is the worst team. Like the easiest team for us, you know? Or there might be a matchup team. Yeah. I like that.
So with my prediction bracket, Pioneers ends up being the number 9.
Yeah.
And they would obviously pick French Class as their matchup. Obviously.
Sorry, I just love that name.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this a little bit. So the major is happening, like I said, I think it was 2-3 weeks here. 2 weeks. And then we have a major, and then 1 month, like exactly 1 month later, not even, It's like slightly less than a month later, we have Worlds. How do you feel about that? Because that, I think that plays a lot into how the Worlds is going to shape. Like just how, like, I just find for me, right, how teams look like at this major is going to give you a really good indicator of how World, like, which teams to watch out for in Worlds, which I don't always like. Well, because Worlds is that weird place where you have all these teams who, you know, might have done really well half a year ago, you know, and then all of a sudden they're in there, you know?
Yeah.
How do you feel it's going to play in the, like, month Oxygen difference?
Yeah. Like, yeah, because it seems like Oxygen, like, I don't know, I'm just going to pick them out of the bunch.
Yeah.
They're a team that's almost guaranteed to make Worlds. And they're a team that had a really good fall major, but like very, like, doubtful winter and spring. Like, they just look shaky. But yeah, there's a lot of teams here that are making Worlds that are looking really good, looking all right, looking bad. And some we might not even get to see at the major. But like we said before, BDS, like, flopped at spring, then they won Worlds, so, which we don't know. We really don't know.
But with BDS, but it doesn't, like, surprise me, right? But if an Oxygen came in and won, yeah, or even did, like, crazy well, right, that would surprise me more.
If Oxygen did, like, top four at Worlds after how they've been doing now, like, that would be a shock. Honestly, top 12 is a shock for them at this point.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
put
right?
Put them in the top half of the teams, like, that's a shock.
That is a story. That is the fun story part of the Worlds, right? Is these, we'll say, underdogs, these teams that were performing really well significantly earlier, and now they're kind of, yeah, they're not where they used to be.
It's how the cookie crumbles, though.
It's how the cookie crumbles. Yes, it is. No, that's fun. Yeah, no, I'm quite pumped for the major. Quite pumped for Worlds. Worlds this year will be in the EU, given how dominant these EU teams are. I'm sure this is I'm literally gonna miss it. I could have if I planned a little better, I could have made my way out to Worlds there. Although there's only so long I should be out of the country, you know. There's only so,
yeah.
I shouldn't be gone for 2 months, you know. It's a little much there. I don't have that kind of luxury to just disappear forever. But if I could, the point is I will be relatively within we'll say train distance of where Worlds is happening. So maybe if I planned a little better, I could have gotten it. Okay. I think you'll have plenty of time to talk about Worlds after the major. I'm sure that messy cursor episode after the major where you're both there and you both are going to talk about Worlds a little bit as well. I think that'll be an episode to look forward to. Any final things you want to talk about Worlds, or are you good to go on to the next topic here?
Any final thoughts? I'm going to be rooting for your team, Liquid, all the way. I think they're my team.
There you go.
Going into this major and going into Worlds, they are the team I'll be following. And
rip off the NRG Band-Aid, Team Liquid.
And also, I just want to put it out now. Vitality, another fun stat for y'all before the episode's over. Vitality becomes the first ever team to qualify for a world championship while missing a regional throughout the season.
That's hilarious.
Because they missed the first regional of the season. They did not make it through the qualifiers, but hey, here they are at Worlds. So, hey, you don't got to be that ahead of your event. You don't.
That's hilarious, actually. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Look at that. Messy with the stats. Okay. And then I think then we'll kind of close out this episode with some thoughts. How, because I know you've been, you know, in the workforce now, right? That's the way to talk about it. How do you feel your Rocket League has been affected? You know, have you been like, do you feel like you're getting worse? Do you feel like you've managed to have some time to actually still practice? How are you feeling about that, Messi?
I don't really care to practice that much anymore.
It's tough. But
just the kingdom. That's the game right now. That's the game right now. Honestly, on my days off, I'd much more rather play Tears of the Kingdom. On my week work days, rather. Sorry. Like, on my work days, I'd rather play Tears of the Kingdom.
Because you get back from work, yeah, geez, for sure. Or you're going to work, right?
Game's just much more calming, especially when you're overpowered. Being overpowered is pretty nice.
I'm not there yet, but I'm really loving Tears of the Kingdom as well.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where I've maxed out two armor sets, so just flip-flop between those two. It's nice.
Look at you. No, I'm not that far in, but I think what's really nice is that, like, sense of exploration and stuff is crazy good. So, no, I could talk about Tears of the Kingdom to death. We did release a secret podcast with Tears of the Kingdom, but the podcast is supposed to remain unknown, so I'll keep not mentioning it on this show, you know? I think what I do want to talk about is, like, the reality is that certain games, especially if you're working a lot more, right, it's very hard to justify for yourself sometimes, like, being like, hey, I'm going to get back, and then let me play this, like, significantly more stressful game, you know? Then I rather just play this game that doesn't stress me out, right? That I can relax in. And I think that's fair. I think some people make that transition. I think the smooth brain, turn your brain off and just play Rocket League. I think Wabs definitely has that sentiment. He has that feeling, like, where he probably just goes in and, like, it's his, like, de-stressor. But I wonder if, as well, maybe your level two, it makes it tougher, messy, right? Like, if you were like somewhere mid diamond, you'd just be like, whatever, you know, these games don't matter. I could just fool around. Yeah. Do you find yourself playing a lot more single player games, or just Tears of the Kingdom is so good right now that
just
is
Tears of the Kingdom?
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
The thing is, right? So if we go back to April, I was playing Genshin. Mm-hmm. Then the new Hoyoverse game came out, Honkai. Picked that up, dropped Genshin. And Tears of the Kingdom came out. Pick that up, drop that game.
You're saying these producers are too good. These gaming companies got you on the hook here. The single player style open world.
Yeah.
They've got you.
And I've told myself that I wouldn't play any other games besides Rocket League and Tears of the Kingdom until I 100% Tears of the Kingdom. And I'm halfway there. I'm at 50%. So
wait, do they actually say if you've 100%ed it, or how does that work?
No, it shows you the percentage on the map at the bottom right. If you open up your map, it'll tell you the percentage.
That you've beaten the game?
Right now, I think I'm at. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Like all the side quests and stuff?
Well, I've beaten the main story.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Well, I feel like I'm doing, like, post-main story stuff right now. Like, I've just gone on adventures. I'm just exploring, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so right now I'm just doing side quests. Actually, I'm mainly doing the depths right now. That's my main focus right now.
That's the big one. That's the big one people are talking about.
Yeah. Depths has been really fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are fun. No, what was I going to say? I think they're great. I'm not going to talk more about them because I literally didn't spoil. Like, so okay, on our Zelda podcast, it's totally not a thing, and it's not happening, but it is happening. I literally didn't know it existed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm like, oh, the caves are really cool in this game.
You didn't know the depths existed?
No, I literally was already, like, done the Wind Temple and, like, didn't know the depths. Like, I didn't explore at all. I just went right into the first one. Because I was having a lot of fun just platforming in the sky. But I didn't know the depths existed. But I would like to say the caves are pretty cool, though. Like, retroactively, I've seen the depths, especially the main starting outlook area where you can go into the castle. There's some caves to explore there, or there's the in the air caves that are pretty cool where you're like really high up and then all of a sudden there's a cave that you're going through. So yeah, I guess that's my point. Yeah, no. Okay, I think we're good there. So how about this, Messi, as we're ending the show here, do you have any homework for all of our listeners here?
Any homework? Go watch the Phase Optic series. Trust me. And also go watch Ruddles' comms video.
The thing that truly matters.
It's another good video.
Yeah.
Just go watch that video, actually. Don't watch the series. Just watch Ruddles' video on it. That's the video. It's like 30, 35 minutes. Trust me. It's worth it.
Is it, though?
But yeah, that's all the homework I got for
you.
Is it worth it?
I'm sure it's worth it. Amazing. Okay. I think with that, we're gonna call it an episode here. Messi, thank you. I know this was spontaneous, last minute, whatever you might want to call it, but I appreciate you for being on the show. It'll be Wabs and I next week. So if you're not tired of my voice 3 weeks in a row, we got an RNK episode too. So there you go. Lots of things coming in the next little bit. But stay tuned for that. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great one. Watch that series, like Messi said. Peace.
See you.